KGRGFM, KGRGFM, HD1, Auburn, also broadcasting on K207AP, 70 Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and I have a little fun fact for you. As of this week, Seattle has reached 5.5 months worth of rain. Or actually, they've achieved a year's worth of rain within 5.5 months. That's kind of insane to think about. So, to help get you through this rainy day, if I can get through this metal thought process, we got a really awesome show for you. I'm really excited. We have Geeky News at 6:20. We have your chance at the final Coronado Trilogy movie. That's going to be, that's going to be the world's end this Saturday at the Grand Cinema in Tacoma. So if you want free tickets to go see that, again, they have very, very limited printed posters. I have one myself. They look pretty sick. Only chance to get one is at the Grand Cinema this Saturday. It's your last chance, unfortunately. That phone number is 253-833-5004. It's the same number to call if you have a request or if you want to participate in our question of the day, as well as social media at TheBuzzKGRG on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. At 8:20, we actually got some responses to our question of the day from yesterday. And, of course, we always have your six-pack. That's going to be at 7:50 and top of 8 o'clock there. So stay tuned to 89.9 KGRGFM. You're listening to The Buzz Morning Show. We'll be back with Geeky News after some Lesson Jake. KGRG 89.9 FM. You're listening to The Buzz at 6:20. That means it's time for your Geeky News. And this morning's is, honestly, it's all full of stuff that I think is too soon. I'll tease it with that. And we'll actually start it off with our first story. James Gunn has confirmed Guardians of the Galaxy 3 will happen. So we have a confirmed Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Even though we don't have 2 even released yet. I know that's coming soon, but it's not quite released yet. And we don't even have, like, Avengers Infinity Wars yet. So to put the eggs before they hatch, or count your chickens before they hatch, I guess is what you call it. They're already putting together a third movie. And I'm sure the second one's going to do fine. Like, the first one did so well that I can't imagine the second one doing awful, but announcing a third one's a little soon for me. Director James Gunn, said, there will be a Guardians 3, that's for sure. We're trying to figure it out. I'm trying to figure out what I want to do, really. That's all it is. I got to figure out where I want to be, what I want to spend the next 3 years of my life doing. So, like, that's a 3-year commitment, man. That's a lot.
I can't even commit to what I want for breakfast.
Right? Next geeky news story we have for this morning. As expected, the Batman script will be rewritten from scratch, and yes, it's a good thing.
Wait, what?
The Batman movie, which was originally going to be directed, written, and starred by Affleck. He decided to step back from directing. Now he's stepping back from writing. He's still going to be the Batman in it, but the next Batman movie is being completely rewritten.
How many reboots and versions of the same movie do we need in our lives?
Well, this is going to be continuing from Batman v Superman. So this is going to be the same older Batman that we got with Ben Affleck in the last one.
But rewritten so it's not terrible, like Batman v Superman?
It's being rewritten because Ben Affleck just sort of fell off the rails. Luckily, it was announced yesterday that he finished his alcoholism treatment, so good on him there. But
proud of you, buddy.
Yeah, he's been having issues with this, and to be honest, just starring in a movie's a lot.
Yeah.
And to want to take on writing it and directing it, that's a little above and beyond.
You'll slow your roll there, buddy.
But luckily, yeah, it has been reported that it's getting completely rewritten. The original script was written by Affleck, Chris Terrio, and Jeff Johns, who is basically the DC guru over there. The studio and everyone involved was said to be happy with the script, and the one thing we knew about it for sure was that Batman would be facing off with Deathstroke, who is honestly one of my favorite Batman villains. I think the only thing they could have done with a better villain is maybe getting to some of those weird ones where, like, you have Calendar Man or you have Solomon Grundy, who's just this giant zombie dude. That'd be great. I'd love the hell out of that as a Batman fan.
That wouldn't be rad.
But, yeah, now we're getting a completely new one from scratch. Our next geeky news story, again, along the lines of stuff that's coming too soon, Chris Evans is reportedly done with Captain America after Avengers Infinity War.
Aww.
So, we've always known that Chris Evans wouldn't play Captain America forever, and it looks like his time with Steve Rogers is on the verge of coming to an end. When Marvel first approached Evans to take on the role, they wanted him to sign a 9-picture deal, which he turned down. They ended up agreeing to 6 films, and that obligation will be fulfilled with Avengers Infinity Wars and its untitled sequel. The recent profile on Esquire reports that the actor is definitely ready to move on, and that he most likely won't be coming back for more. He has previously stated that he's looking to focus on directing and taking on new and different roles. That's a rough one for me.
That's sad.
Again, that's a little soon.
Yeah.
I guess
why mess up a good thing, man?
I guess you technically fill out the trilogy with the last Captain America movie, but you might as well reboot, I guess. Mm-hmm. After this, it's not gonna be the same without Steve Rogers, played by Chris Evans. Yeah, you can change up who quote unquote Captain America is, but
it's not like with like the Doctor on Doctor Who, where like it doesn't matter if it's a new actor because that's just the way that it is.
It's not like James Bond either. James Bond is a constantly rotating thing. For me, Chris Evans will always be first and foremost. He'll always be Captain America, but he'll also always be the Human Torch for me. Because growing up, he was the Human Torch in the Fantastic Four movies that everybody seems to hate, but they're not as bad as some of the other ones.
I don't know.
But yeah, he was. It's gonna be weird not having him in those movies, and if Robert Downey Jr. decides to drop off, that's another one, and it's too soon. What are we gonna do? You can't replace, like, nobody else can play those two characters better.
Yeah.
But that was geeky news for this morning. We'll be back with your regular news and your first chance to win those World's End movie tickets. That's going to be at 6:30. I'm already 2 hours ahead.
I don't like that.
Damn you, daylight savings time. We'll be back in a couple minutes. You're listening to The Buzz.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by the Grand Cinema in Tacoma and the Weird Elephant film series. They're going to be showing the final film in the Coronado trilogy. That's The World's End. If you want free tickets, that phone number is 253-833-5004. 253-833-5004 is that number to call. If you want free movie tickets.
Ooh.
I mean, it's date night.
Woo!
That's what I did with Thursday, man. A super cheap date night. I didn't have to pay to get in. I got a neat poster, and I have a t-shirt I need to wear. Hey, look. And we got a caller. Well, let's go ahead and get into some news. Well, Danica's taking care of the phones. First one's going to be food-related, because food's tasty. Krispy Kreme is going green for St. Patrick's Day. Krispy Kreme announced that they're going green for St. Patrick's Day. On Twitter, they said, quote, a dozen green original glazed donuts. More like a portable St. Patrick's Day party. Hey. They'll be releasing the green original glazed donuts exclusively on Friday, March 17th. The donut shop also announced that they'll be streaming a conveyor belt parade featuring the green little donuts. Personally, not the biggest fan of differently colored foods. Not to sound super weird about it, but like, you got shamrock shakes or whatever. Dyed green, they're just dyed green milkshakes. I don't need that. The dye always leaves a weird film or coating on my mouth. I'm not sure what it is about food coloring, but this doesn't sit with me, man. I don't like my donuts being messed with. I just want a regular donut. I get you're trying to be festive and all, but I don't know. You can stick to my regular ones. Next news story we have. The county's stupidest criminals were sentenced for gas station theft and cold water termed two of Branch County's stupidest criminals by Branch County Assistant Prosecutor G. Scott Smith. Zachary Siegel, 28, and Jordan Camp, 25, will serve 6 months in jail plus probation. Siegel, a clerk at the P.S. Food Mart store at Jefferson Street at U.S. 12, called to report a robbery from a store on December 7, 2016. Coldwater police picked up Siegel's friend Camp for the crime. Both men were seen on the store video planning the crime, which was suggested by Camp. Camp, who dropped out of 11th grade at the... He dropped out of the 11th grade at age 20, took the day off to drink a fifth of liquor. He then told Branch County Circuit Court Judge Bill O'Grady that it wasn't the alcohol that made him commit the crime. Quote, I was smoking weed at the time, Camp said, and it made me lazy.
Oh.
Yeah. Camp then exited the store and knocked on the window, signaling for Siegel to go out back. Camp took $93 in cash and cigarettes from Siegel and then went to his apartment. This guy dropped out of the 11th grade at age 20.
That's a lot of, that's a lot of stuff.
Like, he was in high school for an extra 3 years? Goals, though, right?
No. No, 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 Corey.
Last news story we have for you this morning. Everybody enjoys a good Twitter war, right?
Yes.
Well, the Mariners and the Oakland A's engaged in a Twitter war over the brand new Felix Day ads. It all started so innocently. The Seattle Mariners, fresh off releasing this year's slate of new commercials Wednesday, have been tweeting them out, including this one on how Seattle celebrates every fifth day when Felix Hernandez pitches. Holy cow, I can speak this morning. And the tweet had the ad, and also said, quote, clear your calendar every fifth day of the week, hashtag Happy Felix Day. In one of the scenes, a man gives a jewelry box containing a baseball-themed ring to his girlfriend and proclaims, words are hard, quote, Happy Felix Day, and at the end of the ad, Felix strikes out a player dressed in Oakland A's uniform, at which point catcher Mike Zunio hands the batter a K-balloon and also says, Happy Felix Day. The Oakland A's were a bit peeved when they tweeted, at Mariners, congratulations on inventing a day so that you could finally get a ring.
Okay.
Because the Seattle Mariners have never won a World Championship or World Series ring before.
Wah, wah, wah.
The Seattle Mariners end up hitting back with a then taking a page from their crosstown San Francisco 49ers and their fan duels with Seattle Seahawks fans, the A's reverted to distant past to dust off some old championship trophies. So the Oakland A's have four, and they're just like, yo, we got four, you have zero. What's up? The Mariners ended up tweeting back, at Athletics, well, we know the 70s and the 80s were fun, but as you know, the years are coming and they don't stop coming. So the Mariners just decided to end that with quoting Smash Mouth.
I would too.
How else do you end a Twitter war, right?
Smash Mouth.
But it looks like we do have a winner for a pair of the free movie tickets, yes?
Yeah, shout out to you, Bryce Albright.
There you go, dude. We'll hook you up with the tickets. It's going to be Saturday at 11. Party starts at 11. They have free ice cream. So you get free ice cream, you get the free movie tickets.
Oh, man, I didn't know there's ice cream.
There is ice cream, and it's like handmade straight from Tacoma.
Oh.
So,
yes.
It's fun times. They also have stickers. So you get stickers. You also get your chance at one of the very limited edition posters. So, dude, thanks for calling. You are all hooked up with those tickets. You just have to go to Will Call if you're still listening. Hopefully you are. Because you're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRGFM. We'll be back with Hash It Out after Blank Space by Prevail.
It's time to see what weird and crazy things are trending out there in the Twitterverse. This is Hash It Out, right here on The Buzz.
KGRG 89.9 FM is indeed time for Hash It Out, where we find those hashtags trending on Facebook and Twitter or whatever.
Yes.
And we talk about them.
Yes.
I am just brain dead this morning. Yes. Look at you all perked up.
I'm fully caffeinated. I had a breakfast sandwich. I'm ready. Fight me, everyone.
Watch out, world. This lady's going places. For those of you who want to play along at home, our hashtags for this morning are hashtag alternative March tournaments, because It is indeed time for March Madness. We also have hashtag Luke's first words, because we're getting The Last Jedi this year. That's going to be December. And then, because leprechauns have to have something to do the other 364 days of the year, we have hashtag jobs for leprechauns.
Oh, no.
Yep, get ready for that.
I don't want it.
So let's start with hashtag alternative March tournaments with a pretty strong contender. I play along with this one. We have hashtag alternative March tournaments starch madness, a carb eating contest. Like, I can put away garlic bread like nobody's business, man. So, I got this one in the bag. We have hashtag alternative March tournaments, best decorated Christmas tree. I guess? You gotta keep up your decorating tree game all year long?
I mean, yeah, it's a true thing.
Not gonna say that one.
Yeah, I think I saw what you were just... March Gladness. Who can stay in a good mood the longest?
Oh, I found my favorite. Hashtag alternative March tournaments. March mattress.
I just saw that one.
A napping tournament. Done. Dude, I can nap for like 8 hours straight sometimes.
Okay, side note. I just got one of those like giant U-shaped like body pillows that like basically hugs your entire body. And you're basically being spooned from like every angle and direction. And I've never slept so good in my life. Holy crap. I want to take it everywhere with me.
Next one, we have hashtag alternative March tournaments. Pee archery.
I don't like it.
I mean, you talk about peeing races, right? Or the actual word for it. So just make it an archery contest instead. Like, if anything, you're promoting accuracy while using the restroom. And that's just great for everybody involved. You don't have to clean up around the toilet. You don't have any splashing on the seat. Good times all around. Ugh. I'm all about that.
Oh, man.
Our next one here, hashtag Luke's first words. Because, like... How long was it between movies? Like, forever? He's an old dude now. We have hashtag Luke's first words. Obi-Wan always told me to let Qui-Gon Jinn, or Qui-Gons be Qui-Gons. Ha.
You climbed all those stairs and you're not out of breath?
Hashtag Luke's first words. Let me guess, another Death Star? Yeah, that's basically what the Force Awakens was, though.
Oh.
We have hashtag Luke's first words. I'm your father's brother's nephew's cousin's former roommate.
No.
Weirder stuff happens, right?
No.
Oh, this one's kind of sad. Hashtag Luke's first words. My dad can beat up your dad.
That's cute. Because
both their dads are dead. Womp womp. Hashtag Luke's first words. 15 minutes can save you 15% on X-Wing insurance.
Stop reading all the ones that I want to read.
Then read one.
You keep doing it first. It's not fair.
You gotta go?
No, you're gonna.
Okay. Hashtag Luke's first words. Go away. This is my flying rock hippopotamus. Mine.
Hashtag Luke's first words. My name's Luke and I'm a Force-aholic.
Aww. We'll call this the last one here. Hashtag Luke's first words. You've been looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love. I had to sing at one point this morning, right? And our last hashtag for this morning, we have hashtag jobs for leprechauns because they need something else to do the other 364 days of the year. First one I have is gold digger. Oh, I want that job. Where can I apply? Can I apply to be a gold digger somewhere? Are people taking applications?
There's some sites you can go to.
That's good. We have hashtag jobs for leprechauns. Probably doesn't include bank tellers since they're always a little short. Is that a banking joke? I don't get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because like you're like so when you like the end of, like, you've worked retail, so, like, yeah. You probably closed a register before, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you're short, you don't have the right amount of cash as, like, what the computer says in the thing.
I mean, I guess.
Like, it says, like, oh, you're $15 short. Like, where'd the $15 go? Or something like that.
Then you're just a bad bank teller.
Yeah.
With hashtag jobs for leprechauns, Moonlight is a Star Trek villain.
Aw.
A.K.A. Leprechaun!
I hate you.
That's what the picture said, man.
Oh! Hashtag jobs for leprechauns, doggy door testers.
I won't say the one above it, but I'll say this one. Hashtag jobs for leprechauns, stand in for Kevin Hart. Ayo. He is kind of a short dude, though.
Oh.
You got one more?
Ankle-biting bodyguard.
There you go. But let's hash it out for this morning. We have hashtag Luke's first words, hashtag jobs for leprechauns, and hashtag alternative March tournaments. Stay tuned, because we have The Price is Wrong up next after Middle Class Rut. You're listening to The Buzz.
Thank you. Now, the time has come for us to embark on a quest into the great unknown. We shall scavenge the internet depths and discover its obscure trinkets and knickknacks and attempt to guess their worth.
Yeah!
Prepare your ears for...
The price is wrong, bitch.
Okay!
Contestants, come on down!
KGRGFM, KGRGFM, HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207AP, Seminole Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz. It is indeed time for The Price is Wrong. That's where I found some really neat stuff on the internet. And Danica's gotta see how close she can get to guessing the right price.
We haven't done this one in a while.
We haven't.
Like, ooh, Corbin, how you doing? I haven't heard your voice in forever.
And tell you what, let's put a bet on this one.
Mom said betting
you ready?
Is bad.
You ready?
Sure.
I'm putting up breakfast. If you can get within $5 on any of these, I'll bring in breakfast tomorrow.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
All right. I'm excited now. I kind of want to bring in breakfast. Might do it anyways. Who knows? But first one we got is the beer stick.
Please say that word again because it was funny.
Beer stick.
Beer stick.
Beer stick. Yeah. Well, the beer stick, let me tell you about it a little bit. It's a force of gravity no longer an efficient way to get the golden refreshment of the gods down your throat fast enough. Are you looking for a way to propel that lightly carbonated intoxicant through your system faster? The answer to your prayers has been answered. This is the beer stick. It is the new age of beer bong technology. Sure, for a while we accepted that gravity was a wonderful way to let beer slide right in, but times are tough and sometimes you need that extra push to get through that 30-pack.
That is true.
It's made from high-quality materials, so pressure isn't an issue. Durable enough for a banging party, but reliable enough for a Christmas dinner with the family. It fits 24 ounces of your choice liquid with easy-to-fill and clean mechanics. Drink responsibly, friends. For a certain sum, this could all be yours. Danica, how much do you think the beer stick is? Because it's like this giant, I guess, syringe? This is the best word I can use to describe it.
I'm going to go $20.
$20?
Mm-hmm.
Well, for a certain sum, you can get your very own beer stick. Whether it's, you know, Christmas dinner with the family, because we all know you need drinks for that.
Especially in the holiday season, am I right?
Right? You can get that for a certain sum, and that certain sum is $37.
I would not pay that much money. Why are you people doing this?
For a giant plunger. Well, not plunger. It's got a plunger in it. It's a giant syringe. Whatever. Next one I'm kind of excited about. We have the cheese making kit.
Ooh.
So it's assumed that you love cheese or you wouldn't have even accessed this product. That being said, do you actually know the process that goes into making one of life's great? You're willing to explore the tedious and rewarding craft that is cheese crafting.
Oh, gosh.
Standing Stone Farms has an awesome beginner's cheese making kit that will let you dabble in the creation of some of the best cheeses around, including mozzarella, burrata, barricotta, ricotta, mascarpone, and even butter. This kit provides you with everything you need except the dairy. It even offers a multitude of recipes to try different combinations and flavors, cow's milk, goat's milk, fresh, or store-bought. They all work with this guide and offer a unique taste of their own.
I feel like Thursday would really, really like this.
Well, like, have you ever been to that cheese shop that's right across the street from Peck's Place Market?
Yes.
It's great because, like, they have the giant tubs full of mozzarella, and I've always just been like, I could eat that.
Okay, but like the best cheese shop is in Leavenworth. Because they have like all these different types of like cheese. They have like bacon cheese. The best was like butter cheese. Put that in some grilled cheese. And I was like, I can die now.
Well, for a certain sum, Danica, how much do you think that a cheesecake's going to cost you?
I'm going to go $40.
Ooh. A little pricey up there. Well, for a certain sum, you can make your own ricotta, mascarpone, mozzarella. There are a couple on here that I couldn't even pronounce. I didn't want to because I don't even know what kind of cheese this is. You can make that kind of cheese for $25.
Okay. Let's talk for a minute. You're going to pay almost $40 for a stupid plastic syringe to shoot beer down your throat. But cheese, which is like the nectar of the gods in a solid form, like, no, that's not worth $40.
Only $25.
I hate living in a place where this is the way that life is. Take me away from here.
How about we take you back in time then with our showcase here? The first item in our showcase is the Nokia 3310 classic style cell phone. If you're someone who's totally annoyed by smartphone features or just want a simple phone that can make calls...
Is it just like the regular Nokia never ever broke?
The 2017 Nokia 3310 was built for you. Best of all, it just plays Snake. Just like the classic predecessor, perfect for parents or just the millennial who wants a back-to-basics cell phone. Plus, his battery lasts 1 month, so no worrying about a charge every day.
That'd be really nice, though, let's be honest.
Features include a 2-megapixel camera with flash, a headphone jack for music, 2G connectivity for calls and texts, 1 month of battery life, FM radio and MP3 player, and a micro SD card. It's the adorable little Nokia phone.
That's kind of cool, not gonna lie.
Next item we have in the showcase is a Space Invaders arcade cabinet backpack.
I want it.
Take one peek at the Space Invaders arcade cabinet backpack and you'll see how great video games can be. True to form, the Space Invaders backpack replicates the classic arcade cabinet iteration from 1978. It holds all the glory of the original art in its design. It offers some practical value as well, with magnetic closures for ease of access and multiple pouches, pockets, and pores to fit all of your equipment in. A perfect accessory for going back to school or packing up for sleepovers, Little Invaders, even Kristen and the Zippers. Last item we have in the showcase, Danica, you actually posted this one on Facebook. So I'm interested to see.
Is it the Lego tape?
It is the Lego adhesive tape. Lego in the kitchen, Lego on your bike, Lego on other toys, Lego everywhere with this Lego adhesive tape. Just roll out as much as you want. You can start building just about anywhere.
Honestly, I'd pay any amount for that.
Right? Pneumo tape is compatible with Lego as well as Mega Bloks. But if you got Mega Bloks, your parents' way of saying we're trying, but kid, you haven't been good enough for Legos. Sorry.
Mega Bloks.
So Danica, for the Lego adhesive tape, the Space Invaders backpack, and the Nokia 3310 classic style cell phone, how much do you think those are going for?
$67.
Oh man. Well. For a certain sum, you can get your very own Nokia 3310 cell phone with a month charge on the battery life.
I'm way over, I know.
A Space Invaders backpack and Lego adhesive tape for. You think you're way over?
Maybe, I don't know.
You're way under, man.
Oh, good.
$112. $112 and all that could be yours.
See, I was just like, I'd pay way more for the Lego tape.
Well, the cell phone was $51. Mm. Like, that was a little surprising to me. Like, the cell phone alone was $50, the Space Invaders backpack was another $50, and the Lego adhesive was, $12.
I wouldn't pay $50 for that phone. Come on now.
It looks great. We'll have to post it up on our Twitter and our Facebook. That's @TheBuzzKGRG. We'll be back after Evergreen by Knucklepuck. Some Chunk, no Captain Chunk on 89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz. It's time for a situation, but before we get into it, we do have our question of the day. Been holding off on it, but because of some of the news that we broke during Geeky News this morning and Chris Evans not coming back as Captain America, figured we'd ask this question. What movie character or characters should never be played or portrayed by another actor? We're going to be talking about that at 8:20, so it's about an hour from now. If you want to respond to that, hit us up, 253-833-5004 at the Buzz KGRG on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. But let's get into the situation where we have a series of different situations, and every choice has a consequence. For example, our first one is you can choose to have wings, like you grow wings, mm-hmm. words, but you have to live through them forming under your skin for a few months. So constant backache, you have to find a shirt,
black swan thing where she was like getting feathers like coming out of her skin and stuff.
Well, these are just wings growing out of your back. And then finally, they're going to just rip through your skin, which is going to be painful. Think more like, what's his face from the, was that the third X-Men movie where they had the dude with the wings? Like,
I haven't seen those movies.
But, yeah, just, you're growing wings underneath your skin so you can feel them. You have to, like, find a shirt to fit over them. It's going to be painful, and then, boom, they pop out. But then you have wings and you can fly, supposedly.
I mean, you'd save a lot of money on airfare, so...
And gas. But if it's cold outside, ugh.
I mean, you would just get, like, special jackets that had, you know, a way for your little wings to get out.
You do get to live your lifelong dream of pooping on people from above.
We all know that that's what I've always dreamed of.
63% of the internet said they would love to grow wings, while 37% said... That sounds too painful, friend.
I'm just picturing... Okay, so you know in A Bug's Life when...
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm talking
yes.
about?
Yes.
What is his name again?
The Caterpillar Dude,
Caterpillar
sure.
Dude. Yeah, he had some German name. Heimlich. He, like, becomes a beautiful butterfly. But his wings are, like, so disproportionate to his fat caterpillar body.
That'd be me, though.
That he can't get off. Ground.
Next one we have is you become the smartest person on Earth, but you're no longer able to use the internet. You can't even.
Nope.
Right away.
That means no Netflix. No other like streaming. You can't like use iTunes or like whatever else to like get music. Like no.
But you're too busy being smart and stuff.
Yeah, but then that means you're too busy being pretentious and not being up to date with the latest music and movies.
You can learn how to, like, build your own Netflix, though.
No, I don't want that.
Okay.
Part of being smart is letting people do things for you.
Fair enough. Work smarter, not harder, right?
Yep.
45% of the internet said they'd love to be the smartest person on Earth, while 55% said the internet's just too great of a thing.
I love the internet.
Next one we have, this is interesting. You have an Iron Man suit, but it has the battery life of an iPhone and is painted pink forever.
I mean, I get down with that.
You toss an iPhone into airplane mode and you can get some mileage out of it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you go into airplane mode only when you were, like, flying around in your suit?
What does airplane mode even do?
Like, it just, blocks you from, like, having... an actual signal.
Okay. Sure, I guess. Plus, battery life of an iPhone, how long is that? That's at least a few hours, right?
Yeah.
I'd love to be Iron Man for at least a few hours at a time. Like, you're not going on cross-country trips, or, like, if you do, you'd bring a charger with you?
And then, like, you could bring one of those, like, portable chargers, too. Yeah.
And who cares if it's pink?
Yeah, and then you could just, like, you're like, oh, running low on my battery, let me, like, go down to Starbucks real quick, and I'll just grab a latte while I charge up the suit.
Pit stop!
Yeah. Totally
worth
it.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
69% of the internet said they'd love to have the Iron Man suit, while 31% said it's either the battery life, which is the killer, or the painted being pink
get
forever.
Over it.
He was never in the suit that for like long periods of time to begin with anyways. Like you'd only ever see him in the suit for maybe an hour or two at the most,
yeah.
if that. So, who cares? We'll call this one the last one. Let's see here. There we go. You never have to eat or drink again, but you can't get drunk anymore. I've actually been watching through the first season of The Flash, and that's one of the problems he has is he can't get drunk. Just a thing you can't do anymore.
So you don't have to eat or drink, but you can?
You never have to. Like, you don't have to if you don't want to.
Doesn't say you can't get intoxicated in other ways now, does it, friends?
Well, you can't get drunk, period. So,
oh! Yeah. You're picking up what I'm putting down.
That was clever. Take a bow. There you go. It is edible.
I'm going to go with yes, because food is expensive.
And, like,
I spend, like, the majority of my money on food.
You're not wrong. You are not wrong. So, yeah, hell yeah. 67% of the internet agrees with us, while 33% says, drinking's just too much fun. Drinking in the evening, drinking in the daytime, drinking at
supper time.
Heck yeah. Okay. We'll be back with the news on 89.9 KGRG FM after Handcuffs by the Front Bottoms. You're listening to The Buzz.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by the Grand Cinema in Tacoma and their Weird Elephant film series. This weekend is the last of the Cornetto trilogy, so that means it's going to be the world's end. They're going to have free ice cream. The beer and the wine isn't free, but heck, if you want free movie tickets, cheap date night, right?
Yeah.
Call 253-833-5004. We'll hook you up.
Oh, my.
But it's time for more news stories. You ready?
I've never been more ready.
Good, because the first news story is about a cat.
Oh, okay.
A cat named Batman.
Yay!
A cat named Batman who was found in the SeaTac airport ceiling.
Aww. He got lost on the way to his flight.
Batman the cat has indeed been found. The cat escaped from a security checkpoint on March 2nd. It and its owner were headed to Washington, D.C. from SeaTac airport up here in Washington State. The cat managed to evade capture for several days at the terminal, but the cat Caped Crusader left a clue. It was discovered that the cat got into a ceiling exposed because of work on stairs near the security checkpoint. People could hear noise coming from the ceiling. SeaTac's wildlife biologists, who typically work to keep birds and other animals away from the runways, they were on the case. They crawled into the ceiling and put out traps baited with food, but eventually Batman wandered into a cage on March 7th. The cat had an examined a stay with a friend in Seattle. On Wednesday, the cat left for Washington, D.C. with Lisa Rosanasu, a Port of Seattle employee who had a business trip scheduled to D.C. anyways. The cat and its owner, who lives in D.C. area, have been reunited.
That's nice.
That'd be a little terrifying, hearing, like, being at an airport and hearing stuff, like, rustling around in the ceiling. Have you ever been somewhere that had rats? Weird question, I guess.
Not personally, but, like, one of my family members did that, like, underground tour of Seattle once. And then I've done this before. And, like, I know there's rats down in the underground, but, like, I just personally didn't see any. But a family member who had gone at a different time, a rat crawled into her purse.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, like, with rats, if you hear them scuttling along, like, the ceiling or whatever, it's the worst sound in the world.
It's horrifying.
Any sort of unknown scuttling is just awful. But
even when it's known, it's still terrifying. Like, I'm not a fan of birds. They really freak me out. And, like, somehow birds got, like, trapped inside the wall of my bedroom, and I could hear them chirping at night and, like, scratching at the inside the walls, and it was terrifying.
Next news story brings us to Nashville, Tennessee, where a teen upset about the wrong pizza toppings opened fire.
Was it pineapple? Because I would kill people.
Nashville police say a car of teenagers opened fire at a market because they were served the wrong pizza toppings. Dwan Bowers, 18, a 17-year-old, and a 16-year-old were charged with 12 counts of aggravated assault, unlawful handgun possession, and vehicle theft in connection to the Tuesday shooting at D.B. Todd Market. Metro police said an undercover detective was conducting surveillance in the area of the market when the detective saw the gunfire erupt about 2 p.m. and followed the car to a home along 32nd Avenue North. Police said the car was reported stolen. Police recovered 3 handguns and a hydrocodone pill from the stolen vehicle. Police said during the interview, one of the teens said shots were fired towards the market because the clerk gave him the wrong pizza toppings. Bowers and the 17-year-old were also charged with aggravated robbery for a February 20th holdup. Police said in that case, the victim was approached by two suspects and robbed at gunpoint. Bowers is being held on $50,000 bond, and the teens are being held in juvenile court. So I guess the question comes, was $50,000 worth it? Like, would you lose your mind, lose your S over the wrong pizza toppings, knowing it would cost you $50,000 just to get out of jail and possible more, like, probably more jail time?
Okay, I'm going to, like, just break it down real quick. If I ordered, like, pepperoni, and they're like, oh, I actually got sausage, I'd be like, you know what, sausage is really good, but let me go and be like, oh, I ordered pepperoni. Because chances are, like, if you go and say, like, oh, you guys messed up my order, like, and you're polite about it, chances are they'll be like, oh, like, my bad, like, here, have, like, a free pizza next time you come in, or, like, here's some free dessert. Like, people are, like, usually really accommodating because they want you to come back as a customer. But if it was pineapple, no, I'd open fire. I'm just joking, but, you know.
Pizza's one of those weird foods where I don't think I've ever really gotten the order wrong. Like, they might forget, like, one of those marinara cups or whatever when they deliver the food.
Yeah.
But very rarely do I ever see a topping that I didn't ask for. Like, I might have forgotten to ask for no tomatoes or whatever, but very rarely do they ever mess that up.
Unless it's, like, something that I specifically, like, was, like, adamant about. Like, I can't even eat this. Because, like, I mean, people have food allergies, man.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like,
our last news story, a woman was arrested in alleged theft of groceries, blames a defective scanner at Walmart. She was arrested after allegedly stealing groceries at Walmart in Summerfield, blamed a defective scanner in the incident. Tina Dickinson, 29, of Ocklawaha, initially attracted the attention of the store's loss prevention officer when she was walking through the grocery section, feeding unpurchased items, including chicken poppers and Dr. Pepper, to a small child who was with her, according to the arrest report from Marion County Sheriff's Office. When Dickinson went to a self-checkout lane, the loss prevention officer noted Dickinson bypassing the scanner and bagging merchandise. She left the store with $43 worth of merchandise for which she had not paid. She denied and said she tried to steal the food and said it was not her fault that the items did not scan. She was arrested and charged for petty theft and booked in prison for $500 bond.
That's fun.
When I was working in retail, this was a thing. I actually had some people try to pull some fast ones on me. One of them was, we had these little gift boxes for Christmas. So I had this lady, thinking she was clever, took some of those gift boxes. They looked like little Chinese takeout containers, only like more colorful. And she stuffed it with stuff. So like one of them was full of decorations. One had batteries in it. One of them had just some like little cheap, I think they're like dollar toys or like $2 toys or whatever. And she filled a bunch of these. And every time I picked one up, and of course when you pick it up, the stuff inside rattled. First I didn't think of anything of it. And then I opened them up and just a bunch of crap.
Oh.
She's like, oh, I thought the stuff came in there like that. I was like, lady, no, you didn't.
No.
You get out of my store.
No.
So this is a pretty common thing. Just people blaming the clerk or just trying to blame ignorance. You're not fooling anybody. You're really not.
You're not.
You can blame the equipment's faulty. You can blame the clerk. Blame whoever. But at the end of the day, you might get away with it once or twice. You might. Not saying you should. We're not advocating any crime over here. But just you're just the worst type of person. I'm sorry. You're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRGFM. Don't forget, we have our question of the day. You can respond to it on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TheBuzzKGRG. That's going to be up shortly. I'd like to do my little drawings. Just have to finish it up here. The question of the day is, what movie character should never be portrayed by another actor? That was because at 6:20, you can listen to this back on demand when we post the episode. During Geeky News, we announced that Chris Evans will no longer be playing Captain America. And Derek has got hers already figured out. I've got mine. Be listening for that at 8:20. Be sure to share your answer. You're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRGFM. We'll be back after some Me First and the Gimme Gimmies.
You're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM, today's rock. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and crack open a six-pack with The Buzz.
KGRG 89.9 FM, you're listening to The Buzz, and it's time for our six-pack, our top six list of things that are awesome, or occasionally not so awesome. Hey, Danica, what do you got for us this morning?
Well, real-life stories of twins that are creepier than any horror movie.
Because everybody likes twins.
And twins! Remember that commercial? The beer commercial with the twins?
No, I'm just thinking like double mint gum.
There's the beer twins too, though.
No, what is Taylor doing over there?
Being a hoe.
I don't know what... It's good? It's good? I don't know. Taylor said she wants to be on air, but...
She don't know how.
If you want to be on air like Taylor, or not like Taylor, you can join Journalism 110 at Green River College. Did she just say something? Go on to greenriver.edu. Sign up for Journalism 110. Spring quarter starts soon. Spots fill up fast. But let's go ahead and get into our sick pack. Danica, you number six?
Now. Yeah.
I'm working.
So
What?
What?
Taylor.
Her mouth's moving, but I can't... Can you hear anything?
Are we bullying me now?
What?
I'm trying to do a thing, and okay, I would appreciate it
I can't even
if you shut your pie hole, Taylor.
Sorry.
I love you.
Number six.
Oops, we're married.
Oh, no!
Like is often said to attract like. Such is the case of a couple in Great Britain. The two reported to have had an inevitable attraction to each other and claimed to be each other's soulmates. Their biological parents were always hidden away from them, so you could imagine how shocked they would have discovered that they were twins. A British court in 2008 annulled their marriage on the basis of incest. I really hope they didn't have kids. Oh, buddy.
So... Were they separated? Or where did they know they're like did they grow
I mean they
together?
Had to have been separated.
You would think.
So like
yeah. I mean the biological parents like weren't they didn't know them.
I could understand being attracted to a twin because like they're
especially
basically
if you're identical
you.
Twins like, yeah. Ooh yeah.
Ooh girl. Hey,
girl, you looking good.
Let me see how those jeans look on me.
Those are
what those would look like. Yeah. Ooh, girl.
Oh, gosh.
I'm ruined.
So I can understand that, right? But, like, the second I found out, boom, no thank you. Although, I don't know. Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, it's okay. What do you got for number five there?
Have you ever had turducken?
I don't like where this is going. Are you taking a twin and putting it in another twin?
That's exactly what I'm doing, Corey.
Woo!
Number five is twin in a twin. Sanju Bhagat was born in India, and for most of his life, his belly distended and he looked pregnant. When he underwent surgery to remove his quote-unquote tumor, doctors were shocked to find the mutated body of his twin.
Oh, I've heard this before.
For 36 years, he carried in his belly his twin brother who fed off his blood supply to grow. This phenomenon is known as fetus in fetu, and it is extremely rare, with less than 90 cases ever reported.
Kind of reminds me of when The Office, Dwight said that he was supposed to be a twin, but he ate the other.
He absorbed his twin.
Yeah, he absorbed the twin, and he now has the power of a man plus a baby. So.
Dwight, that would be something that Dwight would say.
I'd be super paranoid, like, I wonder if that fetus while it was in him, if it was, like, sending him messages in his head and, like, he was hearing voices.
I hope so.
Right? Or, like, if, I wonder if he got cravings like a pregnant woman, like, the fetus instead of his stomach is, like...
pregnant.
Yeah, but still, though, you have another living thing inside of you, and I could imagine that thing and be like, yo,
I don't think
I like
those
living. Potato chips. You should get some potato chips, too, buddy, with your ice cream.
Oh.
Come on. Do it.
Oh.
Do it. Come on, eat it.
Number four, same day baby births. So Ashley Spinks and Andrea Springer were two fraternal twins who unknowingly got pregnant on the same day and also gave birth on the same day.
Oh my.
Right though? The bizarre thing is that both women gave birth to their own set of twins.
Oh man.
And doctors say that the odds of this happening naturally without fertility drugs are about 1 million to 1.
That's terrifying.
Wow.
I mean, go buy a lottery ticket, you two.
Hopefully, like, the dads are different dads. How awkward would it be if, like, it was the same dad? Just each twin had its own twins, so you had four kids who were all related.
Shut up, Timmy, and go play with your brother cousin. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my.
Oh, and I can hear the banjos playing now. You're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG FM. That was part one of our six-pack, number 6, 5, and 4. We're going to give you a little bit of a break to digest that. You're in the middle of our six-pack of the top six, pairs of twins, so top 12 twins? That's how math works. Who are just super creepy on 89.9 KGRG FM. Don't forget, we have our question of the day. We're going to be talking about that in a little over 25 minutes. It is, what character should never be portrayed by another actor? We're talking like movie characters, TV characters. Participate in that by searching us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TheBuzzKGRG. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
And now, back to the six-pack.
KGRG-FM, KGRG-FM, HD1, Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP, Seminole Lake Taft, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz. We're in the middle of our six-pack. Hey, Danica, what is our six-pack this morning?
Creepy twins.
His twins are creepy enough as it is, right?
Yeah.
We're joined by a special guest in the studio. Good morning.
She's not special.
Howdy. I feel like you play this every time that I come in.
Do I?
You play the song every time I come in.
Good. You deserve it.
Thank you.
So, Danica, why don't you go ahead and recap number 6, 5, and 4 for us.
So, we had those two British twins. I'm sorry.
The two British incestual twins, yeah.
They married each other because they didn't know that they was related.
If you don't know, now you know.
The fetus and fetu guy that like absorbed his twin in the womb and like looked pregnant his whole life, and then those fraternal twins that gave birth to their own sets of twins on the same exact day,
like the little Russian dolls where it's a couple of twins instead of a twin.
Oh god.
Oh
right.
Oh
yes.
Oh,
so let's go ahead and go on to number 3, shall we?
Okay. Same day death.
What?
To be born together is pretty crazy, but it's even crazier to die on the same day and in the same manner as your twin, such as was the case for these 72-year-old twins from Finland. Earlier in the day, one of them was out riding his bike. Good for you, Grandpa. Riding a bike, proud of you.
So he
was out riding his bike and was hit and killed by a truck.
Well, then not good for him.
I mean, he's probably going to die soon anyway. It's cool. 2 hours later, the second twin was on his bike as well, riding the exact same road as his brother. Exactly 1.5 kilometers from the place of his twin's accident, the brother was also struck by a different truck and was killed.
And now the younger brother will inherit all the inheritance. This is the same truck driver, too. Just can't stop hitting all these old dudes.
Yeah.
If you guys want to know something real creepy, though, my stepdad actually died on Halloween a few years back. Right? So, pretty creepy. Gotta go visit a graveyard every Halloween. It's kind of weird. But a couple years later, his dad, my step-grandfather, also died on Halloween.
Weird.
Spooky.
Ooh.
Let's go ahead and move on to number 2.
Separated with the same life. So when two people live together, they often adopt the same habits and start acting alike. They share so much, including the same routines, friends, and sometimes even significant others.
Oh,
shout out to you, Jerry Springer.
Oh, no.
James Lewis and James Springer were identical twins who were separated at birth. Even though they never met, they eerily lived practically the same lives. James Lewis married a woman named Linda, divorced her, and then married a woman named Betty, with whom he had a son named James Allen. Lewis had been adopted as a baby, and when he was in his late 30s, he tracked down and met for the very first time his twin brother, James Arthur Springer. He learned that Springer also married a woman named Linda, divorced her, and married a woman named Betty, with whom he had a son named James Allen. That's pretty crazy.
That's weird.
Right. I feel like this is a lie.
You're a lie, Taylor.
Oh, okay.
You're not going to say it, either of you?
What?
I'm waiting for one of you to say catch me outside, but neither of you have said it.
I wasn't thinking about that.
I wasn't thinking about that at all.
But now that you said it.
Wow.
So number one, and this is the creepiest one on the list, the Deathly Silent Twins. Jennifer and June Gibbons displayed creepy behavior as kids, and as a result were named the Silent Twins because they chose to only speak to one another.
Dude, it'd be... If I had a twin, I'd do something creepy like Morse code.
Oh, no, no, Corey. It gets weirder. They had their own secret language, played strange games like not being able to breathe until the other one finished, or not being able to do anything until the other woke up. They also took turns while one ate for a day and the other starved, and they read bizarre books together. As adults, they continued their odd behavior by committing petty theft and arson together, and also trying to kill each other. They were committed to a psychiatric hospital, and during their stay, Jennifer shared, "We've decided I must die." She made good on her promise and suddenly died of a rare heart disorder, leaving June to live a normal non-twin life.
Oh, God.
It'd be great if I had a twin, like, using my twin to convince everybody else that my twin is just my imaginary friend. Is that weird? That'd be great.
What's happening? It's better than some of these stories.
Just be like, yeah, this person doesn't actually exist. The creepiest twins I can think of is, there's that show, what was it called?
The Shining.
No. I was about to say that too.
No, not The Shining. It had Kevin Bacon in it.
There's a lot of movies with Kevin Bacon.
No, this is a TV show, though. This is like a couple years back. The second season involved like this pair of twins who like murdered this chick.
The Following?
Yes!
Oh, yeah!
And then, like, they had relations with her dead body, and it was weird. It was bad times.
Sign me up. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Well, we're going to move on from that. This has been fun. That was our six-pack for this morning. We have a question of the day up next. It is, hashtag question of the day, what character can never be portrayed by another actor in a movie or TV series? Because during Geeky News, we talked about it. Chris Evans, better known as Captain America, said he's hanging up his shield after Infinity Wars. We all have what we're going to say. Sure, what you want to say. 253-833-5004 at the BuzzKJRG, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We'll be back in about 15 minutes. Here's some music. KJRG 89.9 FM, and it is time for our question of the day. And it is, what TV or movie character can never be portrayed by another actor, ever? We did have a response for yesterday's question of the day. I'll go ahead and read it off. This one was on Instagram, again at TheBuzzKGRG. Rock Smash Chain Photography says, I got stuck in a mineshaft in Eastern Washington when my rope broke on my way down to explore.
Mm-mm.
I had to free climb 45 feet vertically to get out.
I could not.
Kind of reminds me of, what's that movie? Where, like, all these girls get stuck in, like, this climbing expedition.
Oh, The Descendant? Or Descent? Or something?
There you go, yeah. That movie freaked me out.
I didn't watch that.
I fell asleep.
But let's start talking about this question of the day, because Chris Evans no longer going to be, Captain America after, like, was it like 5 movies or something? No, his contract said 6. So it's already been 5. Infinity Wars will be 6. You have Wolverine played by Hugh Jackman. He's been Wolverine for the last 17 years?
Jeez.
Right? It doesn't seem like it's been that long.
Weird.
So, super iconic. Like, these are people who fit the role perfectly and could never be replaced. Let's start with Danica.
Harry Potter, Ron Weasley, Hermione Granger, Severus Snape.
Safe pick. Safe pick. I'd even go to say, like,
that's, like, Daniel Radcliffe. That's, like, the thing that, like, came to mind. Because, like, if they're like, we're going to reboot, I'm like, yeah, no, you're not.
Give it 20 years.
I just couldn't ever picture, like, anybody else.
Well, here's the thing. I saw a Facebook post that somebody put up, and it said there's going to be a generation who knows Emma Watson as Belle, not as Hermione Granger.
That
freaks me out.
Right?
I can't picture any other, like, even in, like, the future, like, I just feel like, especially Harry, like, that was just so perfectly cast.
Taylor?
My vote was Jack Sparrow. You can't have anyone else do...
That's a good one.
Jack Sparrow.
That's fair, but, like, Johnny Depp always plays the same character.
That's also true.
I don't care.
So, I guess you could say the same thing with Mad Hatter, although I never watched those movies. I don't know.
But Pirates of the Caribbean.
I guess.
But...
Now, for me, I'm going to pull one out of my hat. You can never have a new Wayne and Garth. Never.
That's also a good one.
Like, Myers is... He's Wayne. You can't replace him ever. And... That or Jim Carrey as either The Mask.
Yeah.
No.
Jim Carrey as... Basically any Jim Carrey character ever. Like, you can't replace him as The Mask. You can't replace him as Truman in The Truman Show. You can't replace him as Ace Ventura, which is a movie I actually watched recently.
It's a good movie.
Exactly. Like, you have the kid movie or whatever. That's fine. But you can't replace him.
Yeah.
There's something very... You can't do it. As far as comic book characters go, let's go Batman. So we'll go favorite Batman. If you had to pick one Batman forever, who would it be?
Oh, no.
The only Batman that I ever really watched was the Christian Bale one.
Okay.
Fair.
Like, I've never seen any of the other movies.
Oh, that hurts.
Or the other Batmans. Blame my parents.
Okay. I'm blaming parents. Miss, I just got Batman tattoo. Which Batman?
See, it's hard.
Is it?
Kind of.
It's super easy.
I mean, I feel like you just... Michael Keaton kind of has to play Batman, but at the same time... Okay, I'm not going to say Christian Bale, because personally, he's not my favorite Batman.
There's only
That's
one right
That's just the
answer.
Only one that I know.
Well, yeah, but... I feel like I'm getting, like, this all wrong from you.
Which one is it?
I said Michael Keaton.
It is? You're going Michael Keaton?
I'm going to go Michael Keaton.
He's a safe pick.
Yeah.
Like, get Jim Carrey as Riddler? Fantastic.
Yes.
Like, he made that movie, and then I feel like Danny DeVito as a Penguin was pretty great.
Yeah.
Good pick there. But, yeah, I'm sorry. The right answer was George Clooney.
I did think about that.
Like, he... Ben Affleck gave him a run for his money with his portrayal as, like, a really good Bruce Wayne. Ben Affleck was a really good Bruce Wayne, but...
Yeah, he was.
I don't think anybody could be a better, like, Playboy millionaire than George Clooney.
But then you also have the question about Catwoman, because there's a lot of, like...
No, Halle Berry.
Oh.
Come on.
I was going to say Michelle Pfeiffer, but that's just me.
Anne Hathaway is acceptable answer. She can call 253-833-5004.
You mean Princess Mia Thermopolis Rinaldi, Princess of Genovia?
Could you imagine anybody else playing that role, though?
No.
Exactly. If they make a Princess Diaries 3 and they don't have her in that, like, have her and her daughter, maybe? Huh? I watched that movie.
Did she have a daughter? I don't know.
She could. You don't know. Princess Diaries 3. We'll write it. We'll write that movie. But you're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KJRJ.
I just thought of another one.
Did you? Real quick.
Mr. Beans.
Or Pee-wee, yes. I guess. I don't. Now I'm getting off topic.
Okay, I just...
You started this.
If you want to answer our question of the day, it's at The Buzz KJRJ. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Which character, movie, or TV could never be portrayed by another actor? We'll read your responses tomorrow at 8:20. We'll be back with the news after some Coheed and Cambria.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by the Grand Cinema in Tacoma and the Weird Elephant Film Series. If you want free tickets, looking at you, ladies. Date night, take your man out.
Ooh, girl.
Get them tickets. Call 253-833-5004. We'll hook you up with free tickets to see The World's End. It's a good time. They got beer, they got wine, they got free ice cream, and all the, like, typical, like, movie snack stuff. I actually got a little, like, dried mango bites. Delicious. Delicious. Again, that phone number is 253-833-5004.
Yes!
But it's time for our last news break of the day. And this one, we got people behaving badly
on a boat
with my flippy floppies.
That's right. And this one's a little local. Little local. Because the WSP has been called more than 2,000 times in 2016 for bad behavior from state ferry passengers. There's a troubling trend on the rise aboard Washington State ferries, and it's bad behavior. Traveling by ferry provides a picture-perfect view for many a chance to unwind. But last year, inappropriate passenger episodes doubled. In December, Como engineer Mario Magana captured a disturbing altercation on a cell phone camera on the Seattle-Bremerton route. A man was yelling profanities and causing a major disturbance. And the worst part was the captain ended up having to go on the PA system and said, "All right, people, we're halfway to Bremerton. Turn them back around."
Okay.
WSF, the Washington State Ferry System, says in 2016 they had to call the Washington State Patrol for help with more than 2,000 different instances. That's up from just 1,000 in 2015. David Surface, who on Wednesday was working as a second mate aboard the MV Tacoma, said aggressive driving is really bad on the lower deck, too. Passengers who break the rules pay the price for bad ferry boat behavior. And it ends up, again, coming back just to the entire boat, and they have to turn it around back to port. Have you guys ever been on a ferry?
Yeah.
They're nice.
Yes.
They're real nice. I have an irrational fear of drowning. Very rational fear, because I can't float. But boats are nice.
I felt sick when I was headed to Canada on a ferry. Short trips are fine. Longer trips, not so much.
You don't get the sea legs?
I don't.
Being on a boat for, like, all day is just the worst.
I can do small boats, like fishing boats and stuff. Ferries for a long period of time just make me feel nauseous.
I love riding ferries.
Next news story we have, Cheerios is offering free wildflower seeds to, quote-unquote, bring back the bees. Cheerios has already given away 100 million free wildflower seeds in an attempt to help the bee population. On its website, Cheerios said 42% of the bee colonies in the United States has collapsed in 2015. Anyone interested in planting wildflowers to help the bee population can get a free pack of seeds from Cheerios. The site also offers planting tips and advice for how to maintain the flowers once they get growing. This is something Thursday would be into, because although wildflowers is a bit too mundane for her, we have a avocado tree, among other plants. She is also growing a sweet potato.
You gonna hook me up with some avocado, though?
It doesn't grow avocados!
Then what is the point?
We have a tree by our front door. I don't know. It's something about, like, for some reason it can't grow avocados because reasons? I forget how science works.
This is why I don't like science.
But if it wasn't for the fact where I had to go onto this website and, like, give them my address, I really wish they'd do it sort of like the toys like they used to do in cereal boxes, where they'd just be like a pack of seeds. That'd be nice. I'd do that. But I'm not going onto some website and giving them my information. Say I could be watching. Don't need that. Last news story is about anarchy. Constructive anarchy. In Portland, if you drive around the city of Portland, you know that the potholes are a problem so badly that the Portland Bureau of Transportation is in the middle of what they call patch-a-thon to fast-track repairs, but some roads are so far gone that they can't be repaired until the summer. And now a group of anarchists who often block traffic during protests or taking matters into their own hands, they started a Facebook group called Portland Anarchist Road Care to show the city they're committed to getting the work done. Photos on the Facebook page show group members patching up potholes themselves, but just like at protests, their faces are covered, keeping them from being identified. So you have a bunch of dudes running around in ski masks, like jackhammers and cement, just filling in potholes.
Alrighty.
And yeah, I can attest to this. When I was down there in Portland last weekend, all the roads down there are just freaking tore up. It's awful.
Yeah.
And it's just because of the really, really crappy mixing job they do. But it's really cool when the public gets involved and you have, I guess, constructive anarchy. Anarchists get some bad rap sometimes, especially during, like, May Day, when notoriously you have people going around smashing windows and stuff in Seattle.
Yeah.
You guys ever participate in that? Huh?
No.
No? No starting fires for fun?
Start the fire. I'm so sorry.
No, thank you. I was hoping. I was praying that you'd get that. So that was the news for this hour on 89.9 KGRG FM. We still have time for those free tickets if you want them. It's free date night, man. We'll pay for it. 253-833-5004 for free World's End tickets. Same number if you want to give us a request. Got a little time left in the show. We'll be back with the thrilling conclusion of the buzz after the story so far. Punks in a Disco Bar by Beach Sling on 89.9 KGRG FM, and I feel like Beach Sling is relatively appropriate since it's vaguely beach weathery looking outside. I'm not sure how warm it is out there because I've been stuck in the studio for the last 3 hours now, but no, I see blue skies, I see sun, something we haven't seen in a little bit. So
yeah.
You go enjoy your afternoon.
That's why I'm not wearing pants today. She's not wrong.
Oh, and that's why I never wear pants at home. Ever.
I've been to your house, Corey, and you were wearing pants.
Because people were there.
You said ever. Don't lie to
people. Never, ever, for never, ever, never. I don't know. I'm going to go home and not wear pants.
Okay.
You've been listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG FM. If you want to catch any part of this episode and our lovely guest host, Miss Taylor.
Yay.
Mr. Taylor.
Mr. Taylor.
Well, now we're just being mean.
Are we?
Yes.
Why?
Because you failed at scaring me.
I'm so sorry, sir.
I'm done.
Just wait. You're one step away from being called daddy. Don't worry.
Oh, my God.
If you want to catch any of this episode or our past episodes, go to kgrg.com. We're on SoundCloud. We're on iTunes. We're on Google Play, we're on Stitcher, whatever that means.
I don't know what that is.
Nope, just search The Buzz KGRG, you'll find us. Okay. You can download us for free. Tomorrow, just don't forget, we got Matt and Tim from the Not So Much But Us show. They'll be talking, we'll be talking about a lot of stuff because we got to catch up on Walking Dead. They have their live show going. If you want to episode zero, that's up on YouTube right now. They have official episode one that's going to be this weekend on Saturday. So we'll be talking about that tomorrow morning too. Don't miss it. So until tomorrow morning, bright and early 6 a.m. on 89.9 KGRG FM. This has been The Buzz.